KIW Mobile.
About early this morning, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm going to the groomer, dog groomer. Where are you going?
Late, I'm going over to the help out at the VE test session this morning.
I see Rhonda over there.
Email from her, and she said that she wasn't going to do it in, you know, this time, that she would be doing it in January.
I'm glad we could get it all that straightened out with her since she knew where it was and when it was. That's good.
Told her what she needed and all of that stuff in an email. And she said that she wasn't going to be able to make it today, but she would be over there in January. And that's what her plans are. And I said, okay, that's great. I'll see you there.
KW. Yeah, I heard some other people talking about what you were talking about, calling at the Breyers test session. It just happens to be in the same building as Breyers does meeting, but it's not Breyers. Maybe we should let that be known.
It'd be a good idea. I don't know. But it doesn't matter as long as the folks show up. We're over there to take care of them.
Well, you got any other big plans on this overcast day? It looks like it could snow at any minute.
Any plans? Too much. Well, I do too. This afternoon, Joy's family's get together is tomorrow, and I'm gonna help her make a whole bunch of sausage balls to take with us. So we're gonna have finger food type stuff instead of a big meal like we used to. They decided it was too hard on everybody to have a big meal, and you know, they didn't feel like driving home and all of that afterwards, so we decided we'd have finger food. And so Joy was volunteered to make the sausage balls.
That'll keep everybody busy until time to get together. That's a lot of fun anyway, right? I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Worth it, and it's not that hard. The last ones we made, we mixed up with a mixer instead of doing it by hand, and Joy couldn't stand there and roll the little things into balls and all of that, so I did that for her, and she was real happy with that. So I said, okay, well, if you're going to do that, then we won't worry about it then. I told her I'd help her, so make everything work out good.
I'm studying all those, all that stuff that Johnny brought to the meeting before last on the generator switchover automatically. It's hard to keep them having a $30 to $100 project turned into a $30,000 project to make it automatic, you know. You got to exercise restraint.
Hey, I dropped my microphone, which is unusual, a little bit unusual. But, yeah, it can get expensive. That automatic switchover, though, is really the way to go, I would think. Just remember to turn your incoming power off if you don't have it, you know, because if you've got your the breaker on for the power coming in from the grid, and you're on that generator, and they hook everything back up, you're feeding power back into their line, and the guy on the pole is liable to get zapped.
Some videos on that, and just about every one of them, warn you of that. Make sure you got that. Shut it off. I was looking at the manual interlock, the one that they were talking about. That I think that was Tyler that brought that up, the interlock. And they got one specifically for my breaker box that I was going to use. And then I was talking to Johnny about something else. I had a question. And he said, well, go with a transfer switch instead of a manual switch. Okay. And before you know it, we were up to like a $30,000 solution. And now I've got to turn around back up and say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll do the manual interlock and a sub-panel and put my things that need to operate under emergency situations in the sub-panel and go do the manual switchover. It's and maybe get into something more expensive later on, but not coming out of the gate baby steps, you know?
Hey, I look at it, if you were just building a house or something and you were going to put in a generator as well as have grid power, that would be the time to do it. Of course, it would raise the price up on the house, but you wouldn't have that great big expense. Joy and I have talked about putting in one. I've got a small generator, and it the last time our power went out, I hooked it up, and it ran the refrigerator and a few lights and the freezer and with no problems, but didn't have heater or air conditioning, so, you know, that central air unit really takes a whole bunch of power.
And as I was going through that transition, you know, building up more and more expensive solutions, I did learn, it's a good learning experience, that, you know, Generac's been the one to do that for many years, and they're like $13,000 to $30,000 solutions. They're really expensive. Well, since they started that, other generator companies have jumped in there to bridge the gap between the, you know, running extension cables throughout your house, which is where I am right now, which is a lot of work, but there's no chance of backfeeding anything, to somewhere in between that and the Generac solution that, you know, going to cost you half of your nest egg or something like that. So I've been looking at those. You can get like a 13kW generator for $1,500. That's pretty cheap compared to a Generac. And they've got automatic start, and they can accept the transfer switch, which you can not purchase the ready-made one, but, you know, use one that works with your solution for, you know, just a couple $100. So there is a way to get the same Generac experience without the Generac price tag.
For DOS Mobile, in case anybody cares. Well, that's true. And, the price of those have come down quite a bit. We got we're on Blue Ridge over here, and we got a thing in the mail from them. You know, we get a newsletter type thing. And they offer a generator system like that through the power company, and they just attach the cost of that to your power bill. I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing, but that's another option.
I didn't know they could do that. I wonder how long, you'd have to do the math on that to see how long it would take to recover your losses. There might be some hidden something in there. I mean, it'd make the entry easier, but if it makes your power to pay it back, it might not be worth it. If it takes, you know, 5 years to pay it back, maybe, yeah. You know what I mean? W4DJW.
Things we were thinking about going through the power company. Research on that, but, in reality, I don't know that we need a generator. We've been very fortunate so far. Our power's gone out about, maybe three times in 14 years. So I don't know if it would be beneficial to me or not. And the longest period of time that the power was out was about 4 hours, which is not bad. So I can't complain about that at all. But when we lived at the big house over in Easley, me and Joy call it, our power was out for almost a week. But we were the next to the last house on that particular run, and it didn't work out well at all.
Remember that event that you're talking about? We were out for 4 days. I think Ray was out for a week. I think he was on the end of a run. But 4 days during that ice storm. I don't remember what year that was. But everybody was on backup power for a while. I think that was the year that I bought a generator, and I got the last one at Lowe's before that ice storm hit. It was the last one on that they had, last box under the shelf. and it was 13, 1 point, no, it's 5 kW is what it is. So it's a little small, but it gets the job done for, you know, being on the internet and watching TV or, you know, something to occupy you while you're waiting for the power to come back on.
Well, that's what I've got. I've got a 5 kW generator as well, and it works out good. And it's a little work, as you say, but that's okay, too, if I have to put it in a little effort to run a power cut, extension cord out to supply power to everything. Dave, I have arrived over here at Red Cross Building. I'm going to sign with you. Enjoyed it this morning. Hope you have a great day. Get that little puppy groomed up. And you and Miss Amy, if I don't, well, I'll talk to you before then, but y'all have a Merry Christmas. 73, my friend, W4DJ, WKI4DOS Mobile.
Talking to you this morning, and make lots of new hams this morning. We need all we can get. Take care. You enjoy the weekend. W4DJ, W Mobile.